It's an Acquired Taste podcast. It's your three quirky girlfriends. We are an acquired taste. Someone was calling me out on the fact that, wait, you guys named this podcast so that ensures that someone doesn't like it right away. That time is built in.
Yeah,
like,
it's called brilliant titling.
It's called an acquired taste. You'll get used to it. Called.
We were going to go with asparagus, but that was already taken.
So my name is Bethany. I'm here with my two girlfriends. This is Kathleen on my right.
Hi.
And Sam on my right.
Hello.
And normally we come up with a topic or two that we want to talk about, but today we decided that we wanted to do a grab bag of topics, sort of stolen from the big show that we do, but it's fun to submit topics and then force your friends to answer the questions.
And it's really fun to have this because I'm such a fan of Theater of the Mind, and now we get to like...
Yeah. So what we did is we all submitted 5 or 6 questions each, put them into the I Dare You jar, which Sam has been shaking up all morning, mm-hmm. and we're just going to go around the circle. Each person has to pull a question and answer it honestly, and if you don't answer it honestly, you get smacked in the butt.
I want to say that Sam was very scientific about it because she was very careful to make sure that all the pieces were folded in the same way.
Good.
Because doesn't that bother you guys when you have to like randomly pick something and you know this idiot crumbles it into a ball and you mm-hmm. know that that's there?
Yep.
Yeah. When I could bring my mild OCD to work and have it serve a purpose for others, that's where I shine.
I like, oh, your OCD's mild?
Lucky.
Depends lucky, on who's asking lucky, and how lucky, comfortable
lucky,
I am.
Lucky.
Before you pick the first question, I also want to know if somebody can answer this for me. Is there a technique for folding paper that will give your piece a greater chance of being picked should you want to win a car or a TV?
Origami, paper swan.
Yes, but then the argument is that the person drawing it is going to feel that big chunk of paper and be like, oh, that person's trying to get picked, and then not pick it.
Yeah. Maybe. If they have that much, you know, thought going on, if I were rummaging through this theater of the mind, if I were rummaging through this and I felt like a paper crane, even if I didn't want to pick that piece, I'd be like, what the hell is this? And then I would have picked that person by default.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just not as clever as those other grab bag pullers.
So
that's
answer.
How you win me.
Paper crane.
Paper crane.
Paper crane.
Always paper crane when in doubt.
And by the way, if you're listening right now, which you are because you're listening... Jeez, Bethany. Feel free to write down these questions and play with your friends and family.
She also said that. Oh, I don't know if she said that. Sorry, I had an unusual amount of sugar and an unusual amount of coffee.
Oh, God.
So when you combine those things, like, I'm taped into my chair right now.
Good to know.
All right, so I figured, like, we'll just each pick one.
Yeah, Sam, go.
Who's going? Oh, okay.
You are. You're holding
Sam's
the jar.
Sam's going first.
Yeah.
I'm holding the... Let's
take a question you have to answer honestly or you're going to get smacked on the AES.
Can we raise the stakes, please? Because I'm going to lie to
you
all
have
of them.
You have to get a dental crown.
Mm.
If you don't answer honestly, you have to get a crown.
And can we say we also have to answer our own?
Yeah.
We can pull it?
Sure.
Okay. I'm really disappointed there are no paper cranes. Okay. Let's see.
I don't think I could make a paper crane.
What word do you hate hearing? This is a love-hate relationship because you know The Lion King where the hyenas are talking amongst each other and one goes, Mufasa. And the chills go down his back and he goes, ooh, say it again. That's me with the word.
Oh.
I hate that word. The C
word.
I hate that word just because of how crass and the connotations. And I just feel like you're kind of a rude person or foreign to use it. But at the same time, it makes like the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's this weird masochistic sound.
Oh, I hate that word.
Just saying that word too, your mouth looks like it just tasted something it didn't like. Like, And it's heavy too. Feels like it's filled with cement.
It is a heavy word. You're right. It sinks.
That's my red button lock the plastic cage over the red button word. Like, I hate that word. Bad news.
I'm sorry. I'm real sorry, Bethany.
That's okay.
I'm sorry I didn't tape you. I was saying it.
That's okay.
No
worries.
That face. That was my honest answer.
Okay.
Who's next, Kathleen?
I'll go.
Going round the bucket. Oh, questions.
You win $10 million. What are you doing tomorrow?
Just tomorrow, not whole life plans.
So just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
I am finding a financial advisor.
Okay, boring answer. Next.
No, really.
Come on. Answer.
I'm going to buy myself a YSL bag. I think.
Yves Saint Laurent.
That's some fancy girl, right?
Or like a Givenchy.
Yeah.
Classic satchel.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then I find a financial advisor.
All right. I think the financial advisor is inherent in the answer.
That's fine.
I just like saying the word Givenchy.
That's the designer?
Because it looks like it's pronounced Givenchy.
Yeah. Givenchy.
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 Givenchy. Okay. For the other two girls, I call and tell you I was sent to Prism. Prism.
Did I write Prism?
No, I said Prism. Okay. I call you and tell you I was sent to prison. What do you assume happened?
All right.
Why am I in prison? Not jail. Prison.
Prison. Prism.
Because you killed a bitch or you were protesting to save the kittens.
Oh, okay.
The kittens in particular. What's I should know this because I wrote this, so I should have premeditated an answer for the two of you.
Why do you think I'm in prison?
Why did you go to prison?
Because jail is more protesting. Prison
it's
is
true.
Like,
oh,
you killed
it's
someone.
It's true. Prison's the bad place. We don't want to go there. Why do I think Bethany went to prison? I think she snapped one day. You're not the kind of person to do anything, but you do have it in you, and we see it every once in a while, like that little spark in your eyes where, oh God, if this doesn't stop soon, Bethany has the potential to go over. That part's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to go nuts.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'm with Kathleen. It's going to be something animal related. The first person to yell at their dog down the street, you're going to take a shank out and completely slice them.
Ooh, I know. You bought a piece of antique pottery that was stolen and you didn't know.
Ooh. I actually really like that one. I wonder if I get to keep the pottery.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think I hit it. I think I crushed it up and then I swallowed it so I could always have it in me.
Or a painting with millions of dollars in the back of it.
Have you guys ever bought a painting and then ripped it apart, just like bought a painting at Goodwill or something and then taken it off just to see if there's money inside?
I haven't.
No, is this how many times have you done this is my question.
I don't know. It's not important.
My friend Megan had bought this piece of furniture on Craigslist, just like a couple of drawers. And she went to go sell it because she was moving. She had it for years. And she was like, oh, let me just clean it up, and takes off the contact paper in the bottom of the drawer. And there was $300.
Yes.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
That's brilliant.
She was going to sell it for like $25 to somebody, and then she found the $300.
Good place to hide money, by the way, under contact paper.
Right? That's definitely a day maker.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
How excited are you when you put on pants or your winter coat and you feel something in there? Like, I kind of like start touching it inappropriately.
Yeah.
I start like rubbing it and like 20, come on, 20.
Yeah, exactly. And now I should put 20. Like, put 20 in your coat now so you'll find it in 6 months and get really happy.
Or lipsticks.
Or lipsticks.
I'll put the 20.
Back to you, Sam.
Let's see. What's the weirdest part about dating/being married to you? Oh, this is from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote this one?
I did.
Okay. I shouldn't. Oh, thank you. Nice handwriting.
Thank you.
Well, Kathleen has nice handwriting too.
What's the weirdest part of dating you?
The weirdest part about dating me, I'd have to say, is I am borderline impossible to surprise. You can't do it.
How? Why?
I don't know. I pick up on small, tiny cues so intensely that if this doesn't work out, I might just, you know, become a detective.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I've lied to multiple people just because I knew how, you know, hard they worked and how well they kept something a secret. I knew.
So that was my follow-up is, do you tell them you found out or do you just go along with
it? Most of the time I go along with it because most of the time it's only ever been a romantic partner or my parents, and both of them have, you know, both groups have only gotten terribly excited.
Aww.
They've gotten just so desperately happy to show me this or bring me here, or present me with this, and then you don't want to break that heart.
Yeah.
So then I'm also pretty good at faking that. I'm so surprised.
There's that too.
Yep.
Oh,
that's always helpful in dating, you know.
Now that's another good part about me. I won't ever do that. So, moving on.
I'll go next.
Digging.
Tell us your most told story. That's not a question.
It's not a question.
My most told story.
Yeah, I was diddling that real quickly and I didn't want to rip it up and write a new one. Like, what story have you recited the most in your life?
Oh.
This one time kind of scenario.
This one time at band camp?
Exactly.
No, I don't know.
You don't have one thing that's happened
like
in your life.
A go-to story? I mean, I have people in my life that I talk a lot about. I talk a lot about my husband all the time.
Like, there's not one thing that you love saying, oh my God, one time, Neil.
Well, you know, I to try and be cooler, I'm like, oh, well, you know, that one time I got suspended in high school, you know, like, no biggie.
That's
like
my pot,
yeah,
the pot story?
Yeah, the pot story. That's like my crutch, you know.
What's your pot story? Did you tell him on the podcast
before? Yeah, I got suspended in high school for hotboxing a hotel room in Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, no biggie.
I feel like the fact that it was in Knoxville, Tennessee, like, it's just like, I don't know, so specific and beautiful.
It's a Holiday Inn. It's yeah, but I guess that's my most told story.
That is very not very Kathleen of you.
No, I know. It makes me seem more badass than I am.
I think it's endearing.
All right, this is also from Reddit. What's the most unpleasant physical sensation you've experienced?
Ooh.
Okay, ugh. I was doing summer stock my freshman year of college right after, and I was sitting watching everybody rehearse. It was Brigadoon the musical. I was not on stage at the time.
Yes!
So I'm sitting up against the wall in the really super hot rehearsal space above the cafeteria. It's like hardwood floors, attic of this old building, and that was the rehearsal space until we moved into the theater. And it was summer stock, so I'm barefoot because it's basically summer camp. And my friend Jason is sitting next to me, and I have my feet like perched. You know how you're not cross-legged. Your feet are like knees bent flat in front
yeah.
of you. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to
describe that. And he all of a sudden leans over and shoves his pointer finger between my big toe and the next toe.
Ah!
Just shoves it in there,
ah!
And it was the most shockingly unpleasant sensation
so
I've
weird.
Ever had. It was like a toe violation. Like, shove your finger between someone's toes, and it's so weird feeling.
I'm never going to do that.
I was just like, I feel so violated right now. It was disgusting.
I don't like fingers inside of body orifices.
Yes.
Specifically
well,
belly buttons
let's,
also.
Let's agree to disagree on that one. Continue.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, one specific orifice.
That just sounds terrible.
It was horrible.
Matt,
are you wearing sandals? Give me your foot.
No,
give me your foot right now.
She's gonna do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna put you in the
pit.
In your toes, Sam.
No.
Shove her up in your
toes. Shove your fingers through her toes.
I will kill you.
Stop fighting it. You'll like it. Just relax.
That's what my gynecologist says to me.
Do you respond
relax.
The same way?
Yes,
come here. Hold on. Your headphones came unplugged.
Oh, gosh.
That was aggressive.
All right.
Wow.
You know you're going home, Kathleen, and you're going to try it, though.
I know.
You
yeah.
totally are.
I'm going to surprise myself.
Bethany and I are going to pounce on you within the next 24 hours. We gonna get you.
Yep. Okay, Sam, what's your question?
What is my question? What makes for the perfect French kiss?
Mm.
Ooh.
110% surprise.
You need to be shocked into it?
It could be a great kiss, but all fantastic kisses. And one of my, one of my top three favorite kisses I knew was coming. Because you just see it in the person's eyes and you're like, 3,
uh-huh.
2, 1.
Uh-huh.
Those are great. That was fantastic. But my favorite kisses, it's less where the hands are, it's less where the breath is, it's all when I'm completely shocked. Of course I want it.
Yeah.
But, like, let's see, I was out to dinner and drinks with this guy, and it was a first date, and we were just having, you know, we were vibing each other, and it was very cute and playful, and I turn around because he makes some comment about people at the door, and when I look back, my face wasn't even fully turned looking at him yet. He put his hands on the side of my face, guided me like the extra 2% closer toward him, and just kissed me. And like I got so nervous and excited that I started cracking up, and that's what ended the kiss.
Oh!
And he got, you know, he felt terrible, and he, you know, felt a little insecure. I'm like, no, I'm only laughing because I don't know that I've ever been that taken off guard
yeah.
by a kiss. And it was great. It was fun.
Oh, I love
that
kissing.
Was kind of a, that was kind of a perfect kiss. It's my
yeah.
favorite factor.
Kissing's
the
nice.
Best.
I'm going to surprise you ladies with a smack later.
Please.
You know, you really belong with somebody when their lips just feel right to you. I know. Oh, man. Who wants to make out now?
Gosh.
Okay.
All right.
My question is, what's the weirdest thing your body can do?
Oh, okay.
Well, I can fart the Star Spangled Banner.
No. Prove it.
I can't do anything because of it, but I have two bones in one ankle.
I forgot this about you.
Yeah, wait a minute.
And I didn't realize this until I fractured my ankle bone in high school, and my doctor was like, well, that's weird.
At least you have another.
The medical term for it is an accessory navicular bone.
Kathleen would have a weird thing that they called an accessory.
Exactly. Yeah. You always have accessories.
It makes buying shoes like difficult because I have this extra lump on the front of my foot right here where sometimes it can rub a little bit. But I can't do anything special because of it. But
is it just one ankle or both ankles?
It's just one ankle.
Just one. So you have three ankles.
Yeah, and it's like 15% of the population has it. And most people don't even realize
that they have it.
You're
so special.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm kind of blown away.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
The human body is so messed
up. I know.
It's like when people realize that they have like mirror image organs, like their heart's on the wrong side, everything's on the wrong side. Their lungs are fine, because obviously.
Don't worry, their lungs are fine. They're all good.
It's all good. If people had, I wrote this one, so I like it. Also from Reddit, because that's what I do. If people had product tie-ins, who would be the sponsor of your life?
Who would be the sponsor of your life? I like that question.
It would definitely be a coffee company.
Mm.
If it was like the average of my life experience, it would be Starbucks. Although I am falling in love with other brands of coffee, mm-hmm. definitely. Right now I'm in love with Red Thread Good Coffee, which is like cold brew.
Mm.
And I'm also in love with Death Wish Coffee, which is delicious. It's the strongest coffee basically on the market. But it would be a coffee for sure.
Can you bring some of that in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please. I'm very curious.
She did it in What's Trending on the Big Show.
I've done both of them.
Damn
What's
it,
Trending,
sometimes
actually.
I'm editing. I
Don't
can't listen.
Don't you read What's Trending.
And this has been a great podcast. I'm going to start running.
What's the weird thing my body can do? My eyes can turn red and I can breathe fire when I'm angry. Yes.
Like the emoji.
Yes. But yeah, so it would definitely, it would be like, because when I wake up in the morning, the thing that gets me out of bed to overcome my crippling anxiety is the idea of coffee and the knowledge that that's like the little hand reaching out to me to get me out of bed in the morning and saying, it's all going to be okay.
It's like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
Bethany just gingerly touching a cup of coffee.
Like a mug.
Exactly.
Yes. Bing! That's it for me.
Completely. Just beautiful.
Passing the jug to Sam.
What else we got? Give me your jugs.
Yeah. Kathleen has three.
Three jugs.
Three jugs.
Well, that's weird.
There's actually a medical term for it.
It's called accessory jugs.
Accessory jugs.
Thank you. What's the last thing that actually humiliated you?
Okay. Oh, wow.
This one's mine. And the last thing to really humiliate me has happened multiple times since, and I'm no longer embarrassed in the slightest. I was in yoga. I've definitely told this story on the Big Show before. I was in yoga, and the class was full, and I kind of have a reputation there only because I go so often, so I'm just a face everyone knows.
You're a perma student?
I'm a perma student. Mm-hmm. I'm wall furniture. Mm-hmm. And I shook out my towel, and sometimes I don't always separate my laundry, and I did not this time. And a pair of not even just underwear, but straight up sex panties. Like those ones you put on and you're like, I do me. Like those things fly out of my towel and land on the hot dude a row in front of me.
Oh my God.
Perfect. And I run over, I grab him and I shove it in my bra and I leave and I'm mortified. And you know what? That's happened at least three times since, and no one. And some people aren't even surprised anymore.
You need one of those static cling.
They
sheet
don't work.
Things.
Towels wrap them up like when you're folding sheets, and socks pop out every once
that's
in a
true.
While. Like that's just what happens.
That's awesome.
So I don't care anymore. But
all right,
that's it. Your turn, Kathleen.
Your turn.
Let's see what's here. What is your favorite shape of pasta, and do the shapes taste differently? Well, I wrote this question, so I'm psyched that I get to answer it, because I hate angel hair. It's a stupid
what?
Pasta.
Why?
What, heathen?
I like big fatty pastas, like something I can really sink my teeth into.
You're a pasta size queen?
I'm a pasta size queen. I also like shapes, you know, and when the shapes are a little bit hard, like wheels, when they're a little bit hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But these big shells stuffed with ricotta, death. I'd rather eat my own vomit than eat those things.
Shells?
There's not
stop
enough pasta.
Hey, my people over here, all right?
The Italian comes out.
Really
relax.
Passionate about this one.
So wait, what's your favorite, very favorite pasta then?
You know, it's they're very, very thick with a little tube through the center.
Yeah, yeah, those are good.
And I can't remember the name of them because whenever I'm in the supermarket, I'm like, oh, let me get those pastas, the Annette Funicelli ones. And it's just because I think it's like Funicelli or I don't know.
Peter Facinelli.
I don't know what they're called, but they've got a little hole in the center and like big fat spaghettis.
You just want the most spaghetti possible,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Death to penne. Penne is stupid.
No. I'm all about that penne.
No, I'm all about pasta.
I've yet to be introduced to a pasta that I don't like.
Yeah.
Bow ties with pasta salad.
So
delicious.
Good.
And still good.
So good.
Give me them carbs.
What myth do you actually believe is true?
Hmm.
Fairies. Next question.
Okay.
Don't you tell me that when you go to a place that's magical feeling, like a woods.
Like an Olive Garden?
Like an Olive Garden. Like a woods. Like the woods. The outside places with the trees and the nature.
The outdoor stuff.
You go out there and there be fairies floating around. You know that there are.
Here there be fairies?
There be fairies.
You're thinking about fairies. I'm thinking about which tree an axe murderer is going to pop out from behind.
Also that, and that's why. But the fairies hide during the daytime and they only come out at night. And they only night come out to prance around in circles. And
as you describe this, it's making more and more sense. So I'm
I especially love the fairies at the flea markets, but it's a different type of fairy.
Totally different kind. By the way, can I do a really quick offshoot fairy story?
Yes,
and
please
we'll do one final round. So I was making out with this guy this one time. This was years ago. And turns out that he was dating, previously, he was on a break. He was dating the most famous fairy at the Renaissance Festival that I went to. She has her own calendars and stuff, and like action figures. She's so well known. She travels around the country as this fairy, and she was on a break with her boyfriend, and it turns out I made out with him. I know.
You trumped the fairy.
Dude, she's whimsical as hell. She's amazing.
Does she have pointy ears like I do?
You do have pointy ears.
I have fairy ears.
I'm so jealous.
All right, oh my God, I do believe in fairies.
I do.
Okay, one last round.
Okay. This is mine. And the question is, what is your favorite and least favorite quality about yourself? My least favorite quality about myself, I would say, is the fact that I can't enjoy little victories for longer than a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes really well, that's awesome. But at a really young age, I kind of ingrained in myself, like, all right, move on, do more, move past it, which was really good for its own sake. But every once in a while, right now, I'm like, you know what? I wish I could enjoy the fact that that happened a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be a little more proud of myself or a little more. It only lasts for a few seconds, and then I'm on to the next thing.
I think there are a lot of people who are like that.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
I
encourage people celebrating little victories.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's just, for example, when a friend's like, oh, I lost 2 pounds, and you're like, oh, God, that's amazing. They're like, ugh, I'm so far from my goal. No, that's fine, but you can, you know, celebrate the fact that you've taken a step toward whatever it is you're doing.
Totally.
So I think I can't do that very well.
Okay.
Small hypocritical thing about me.
That's all right.
And my favorite thing about myself is, I don't know, I'm pretty good at letting, I can't hold a grudge if I tried.
Really?
Two of you in particular know, I mean, I can if it's about another person. Both of you know if someone does something to one of you and you bring up a name later on, I'm going to slice someone.
Yeah, like, you both have many well-placed grudges on my behalf.
Thank you. I have to buckle down as you tell me the rest of the story and think, don't freak out. But as far as personally,
can I just say I hold a grudge against a person because of another person, and then I saw grudge person that person's photo this weekend, and in front of my family I went, everybody turned around and looked at me. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
That was totally justified.
I just saw a photo of somebody that I have a grudge for someone else.
Kathleen and I have this in common.
A grudge by proxy.
A grudge by proxy. Very nice.
It's a very visceral relax.
I love you guys, by the way.
We love you too. So yeah, but I don't hold them for myself. I've reached out to people, you know, wish them well on a birthday or whatever, and then they'll try and start a conversation and I'll humor it, but they, yeah. you know, I just... I can't hold grudges.
That's a good thing.
I'm done with
that.
That's a
very
good
quality.
Yeah. I got one!
Yay!
Yay!
All right, Kathleen,
what's your last question?
All right, almost done. Let's see.
By the way, we'll post... We have a new Facebook page.
Oh, we do. Thank you, Kathleen.
We will post all of these questions on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
So you can play with your friends and family.
Yes. I'm so happy I get to answer this one because I wrote it. What is something you just found out about life that has you stupefied? So I just found this out. You know that joke, what's black and white and red all over?
Yeah.
Well, Neil's like, the newspaper. And I was like, you know, I just don't get it. Because where...
Oh my God!
Where is the color red? He's like, no, red, R-E-A-D. And life suddenly made sense.
Oh my God.
I've literally gone 30 years not understanding that joke.
Ah, blew your mind.
Blew my mind.
It's wordplay.
Mind blown.
I just am sad I didn't see your husband's eyes as he saw you realize that.
My sister-in-law is just sitting in the corner laughing like she couldn't even believe that this was happening.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Congratulations. Welcome to literally everyone else.
Thank you.
Okay, my last question. There's only two left, by the way. Yeah. We did really well. Do you believe in one true soulmate? 3 years ago, I would have said yes. Now I say no. I believe you have many soulmates, mm-hmm. And I believe that they are in the forms of like family members, animals can be soulmates. I believe obviously romantic partners can be soulmates, but I don't believe you just get one because sometimes your soulmate's an idiot mm-hmm. and doesn't realize and then goes off and dates mm-hmm. someone else. And so you got to find a new soulmate. And then I think the universe like drops another one in your lap and says, well, you're also, you know, connected to this person. And then you find this other person because both soulmates have to be on the same page. Otherwise, one goes gallivanting off,
you're
and then
totally
you're like,
right.
Soulmate, what the hell?
Yeah.
I see it as, I don't think I ever actually believed in soulmates, but there, the moment where I realized I definitely believe against them, I see it as, well, we're audio people, so this might make more sense to us than most other people, but I see it in radio waves, like mm-hmm. just audio files. There are people, here's your bracket, here's your sound wave bracket, and the people who are here in that small nook of yours can be friends, family, pets, a romantic partner, whatever, and they just match. Yep. And then on the other end of the spectrum, have you ever just met someone and for whatever reason think, I don't know why, I can't get with this I can't stand this person, and they've done nothing. They're just, you know, they're on mm-hmm. they're an abrasive radio wave and it doesn't set with yours, so I'm totally with you.
It's a good way to put it.
That's how, yeah, I have to see everything.
I think for me, it's like I believe in energy and past lives and all of that stuff. So I think that there are people that you've been around with before. Like I know, I hate saying this because it makes me sound crazy, but like my kitty that mm-hmm. I lost, I consider him a total soulmate because mm-hmm. he got me and he understood me and we had this connection. So I think that there's a bunch of different ones that you run around with.
And I've observed that from the outside and you're completely right. Like I would describe Oliver to other people as like, you don't get it though, and they'd be like, no, I get it. I'm like, no, you really don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't get the connection that the two of these things have.
Yeah, he was like a human.
Is Kathleen, is Neil your soulmate? Or
yeah, sure, my soulmate is also pizza.
Yeah, sure.
Totally. Dresses and shoes,
you know.
Yeah,
being
yeah.
financially irresponsible, that's my soulmate too.
I'm into it. Money is your soulmate.
And thick ass pastas.
Visa is my soulmate.
Yeah.
Should we go around really quickly and cap off with what we learned this week?
I think we should.
Sure. Tradition, why not? Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
Oh, you're going to start with me?
Bethany,
yeah, we are.
Why not? Why'd you learn this week?
Well, I learned that if you're going to do something mildly spur of the moment, you should plan ahead a little bit. So I've been wanting a septum piercing for about a year, but I never really considered what it meant in terms of how runny my nose always is. Like my nose runs nonstop.
Mm.
So instead of being able to blow my nose constantly, I have to sort of let it be, which mm-hmm. is a little bit annoying. So I am learning that maybe I should have troubleshot that process before I actually went ahead and got it done. Mm-hmm. No regrets. I mean, you know, I would do it again.
YOLO.
Totally.
YOLO indeed.
YOLO indeed, Kathleen.
But that's what I learned.
You just said on fleek.
I did on purpose.
You never do that.
No, I said it ironically.
Ironically on fleek.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a good transition.
What's that?
Because I learned this week about a new phrase that the kids are using.
All right, sock it to me, Kathleen. And
it's called glowed up. Mm-hmm. So it means like you grew up, something beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like Nick Jonas glowed up real
sure
nice.
Did.
Yeah. Or like...
The kid from Jungle to Jungle? Yeah. He glowed up real pretty, too.
When you're decorating
a cake. Oh, Jungle to Jungle. Hell yeah. Uh-huh.
Starring Tim Allen and that hot guy.
Well, yeah. Mimisiku.
Mimisiku.
What obligated mean?
What? You obligated. No, not obligated. Not obligated.
Oh, well, part of me died when you saw that look in that poor, adorable, tiny, skinny boy's eyes.
Bird that can't sing. Hoko Ono.
I do love how self-indulgent this podcast gets sometimes. It's fun.
Sam, what'd you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? I learned I don't need that much sleep.
Bull.
Or maybe I do, because you're all listening to this, and you're like, that chick needs to put her head down, but I've gotten like 3 hours for the past few days.
Oh, you need to take a melatonin.
And
yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah, you need to sleep.
I'll just have another extra large coffee and a piece of cookie cake.
Perfect. All right, first of all, we want to say, speaking of cookie cake, a beautiful happy birthday to our sister, Yuritsa.
Yeah, yeah!
She turns 22 today. We love you, girly. Please make sure to follow us on all the social medias. We are on Twitter, at Acquired Podcast. We're on Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast. And just search Acquired Taste Podcast on Facebook. We are there as well. Like I said, we're going to post up all of these questions for you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Probably.
Maybe a little bit more sleep. Maybe not. Next week. We love you. Talk to you soon.